Not far behind those gadgets are video games and game machines. And at the store this year, you'll find games that are more realistic, more action-packed, and as controversial as ever. Boston Globe technology reporter Hiawatha Bray has already been checking them out.
The one that's gotten the most attention is called Halo 2. It's from Microsoft. When it first came out 3 years ago, it was a huge hit. It was a brilliantly designed, very beautiful game.
The Covenant believe that what they call the Silent Cartographer is somewhere under this island. The Cartographer is a map room that will lead us to Halo's control center.
Now Halo 2 is out, and Halo 2 makes Halo 1 almost look crude by comparison. The graphics are dramatically better. The storyline has become more sophisticated. Now we get to see the story from the point of view both of this human hero, but also from the point of view of one of the aliens. We had another game come out this summer, of course, Doom 3, which is still very hot. That's the one where the Martian colonists are fighting the invaders from hell. As you can imagine, there's a lot of blood and gore in that one. There's a very sophisticated game out called Half-Life 2, which is a sequel to a 1998 game. It's set in a really grim urban future. Think of Detroit having elected Joseph Stalin as the mayor, and you'll have a general idea.
Well, who is this? Another life to save? I'll keep my eye on you.
And then you've got Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
Right. I haven't played that one yet, but I played the predecessor to it, Grand Theft Auto Vice City, and the reason for its controversy is understandable. Now, it has to be said, the Grand Theft Auto games are brilliant. In the world of Grand Theft Auto, you can go anywhere in the game world you want. You interact with the people there. You turn on the car radio, and all kinds of amazing things come out, like music, talk radio, amazing stuff. It's a beautifully designed game. On the downside, you play a dope-dealing killer.
Who's out to avenge the death of his mother, I understand.
Exactly.
Sup, Carl is sweet. Sup, sweet, what you want? His mama. She's dead, bro.
And you're basically running around committing crimes, shooting cops. You're a deeply horrible human being. And some people say, well, it's just a game. Other people say, wait a minute, there are some real moral qualms in doing this. In some violent games, at least you're the good guy. Not in Grand Theft Auto, there are no good guys.
Well, we also saw another game released this week which allows players to reenact the assassination of President Kennedy. It's a PC game, and it's hard to believe that there would even be an audience for something like this.
I gotta say, here's why I think this one is so problematic. They're offering a $100,000 prize to the player who does the best job of precisely recreating Lee Harvey Oswald's kill shot. That goes well beyond the idea of public education that they are wrapping themselves in an effort to defend this.
Many of the games that we've talked about are specifically designed with adults or young adults in mind.
Right.
Are there games that are truly appropriate for children or for families to sit down together at the PC or at the gaming system?
Oh, there are lots of them. Lots of games like that. There's The Sims, the most popular game for the PC ever made. Does not have any shooting, any killing, anything in it. You are creating a family and living in a neighborhood and interacting with your neighbors. And now there's a new version of that called The Herbs. This one, instead of being set like in suburbia, it's set in the middle of an active, busy city. And your job is to get a rep, as they say, with the various people in the city, ranging from the urban hip crowd all the way up to the movers and shakers in government and business. It's a very fun game, and it's available for the Xbox, for the PlayStation. It's even available for a new device that Nintendo has come out with called the DS, which is the sequel to the Nintendo Game Boy. It's a lovely little machine.
Well, speaking of hardware, in past shopping seasons, we've seen people waiting out in the long lines, in some cases sleeping out in parking lots to get the new gaming systems. Are there any new systems or any new hardware that will be released this year?
Well, yes, actually, that is the one, the DS. It has amazingly good sound. It almost sounds like surround sound, just as it plays out of the little speakers on this device. It has built-in wireless networking, so if you're in a room with somebody else who has one, you can play games together against each other. It's really a very nice device, although I must say I'd wait right now, If I were not absolutely determined to get it, I'd wait 6 months, because in 6 months, that's when you'll see the games that really take advantage of the new hardware, and then it's going to be a really exciting thing to see.
But, you know, if you wait 6 months, there's just going to be new games coming down the line. There's always going to be new games.
Well, you know, in this case, you got a point, because Sony, and this is why Nintendo is doing this, or one of the reasons, Sony is going to enter this market. They're coming out with a new handheld device called the PSP. It's going to be their answer to the Game Boy.
Safe to say you're excited about that.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it. And I think, well, I've handled the DS. I've seen early versions of the PSP, and they're both really cool devices, and it's going to be fun to see how the competition shakes out.
Well, it's been fun talking to you, Hiawatha.
Thanks a lot.
Hiawatha Bray covers technology for the Boston Globe.